This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey!
I say... Oh, you girl excited... Ooh, you know you like it. I'm so icy.
Okay, I take that back. I have to apologize to Wilkerson. He was at fault, but that's hit. That's on Hinton. On the block field goal. That's on Hinton. But I apologize, Muhammad.
It's on who?
On Hinton.
Oh, what? I thought Wilkerson just stood up.
No, it's Hinton. It's on Hinton. It's on Hinton. Hinton didn't go down.
It was ugly.
I apologize, Elijah. You didn't play good yesterday, but I apologize for that play. But no, that's on Hinton.
And you also just got the ball right back in versus hands. You're like, all right, well, that's that.
Yeah.
There was no one who was even really giving real chase. Atlanta Falcons, though, come away with a 27-24 win on Monday Night Football.
If you want to ever see anything funny, it's that right there. Watching offensive linemen on a field goal block team run out and try to tackle somebody. Like on those, like when they kick the long field goal and they have the returner back, there's nothing worse than that.
You can't have to try.
Dude, there's nothing worse than that.
You're not getting anywhere close.
Hell no. You got to do what my man George Foster does, run with, and tilt the head back and make it like you're trying to gain, like you're gaining on him. But no, it had no
When shot. Can you
no,
pull
no,
up?
No shot. No, it's not when. It's like you look at it, it's not a time to be like, oh, well, he's 50 yards ahead of me. I'm not catching him. You know, but then you got the little fast guy that wanted to, like, show off for his mama or something.
Because you can be DK Metcalf or
open up like DK or something like that. Those big dudes like, all right, man, I get 10 good yards. But as long as you're covered, the biggest thing you got to do on those things is the reason you keep running is because there's always got to be somebody to make him stop or cut back. Stop or cut back. That's how you get Devin Hester all the time.
Yeah.
Because, like, Devin Hester has so many returns for touchdowns, but he has so many – tackled at the 5,
yeah.
Tackled at the 3, tackled at the 10, because somebody is like forcing him just to pause for a second while you're covered now.
Yeah, it's
what a play.
The thing for me, in when you talk about guys, and Jesse Bates had a little bit of it on his pick 6, and then obviously the first thing. Outside of the linemen who clearly aren't catching the guy, my favorite is to watch the guy who thinks he is going to catch him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's like, I'm going to go get the – no, you're not, man. I know it's Jared Verse. He's got 35 yards on you already.
Dude, he was rolling.
He can move.
They also do the little Tyreek little peace sign, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that dude, man. I like that guy.
We all right with that?
I like that. Oh, I don't care about that
I
stuff.
Don't either.
Yeah.
Because I dig it big time if, like, I mean, Bijan's not that type of guy, but – I'd dig it big time if someone on our team was like, yeah, touchdown, deuces.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Yeah.
The Falcons win 27-24. Zane Gonzalez, 51-yard game-winning field goal after blowing the 21-0 lead. And
it's a big time.
Randy, we just took a lot of calls there. Just a lot of frustration still.
It should be.
And I understand that. I was watching the game, and I think you and I kind of talked about it. And I think a lot of people yesterday on the station had a general comment of like, it would be the most Falcon thing for them to win this game.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think we were ultimately that surprised in general. I think maybe we were surprised when they started to blow it and still found a way to win it. I think that was good. But I was watching the game last night, and they get the Bates pick 6. And I'm like, okay, like, you and I talked about this. They had to get out fast and not play from behind, and this is setting up ways to win and all that. And then when Bijan went 93, I almost laughed, which is a weird thing to admit because it's just me at home solo, Chipper's asleep, just me laughing. Like, I can't believe they're actually doing this right now. And they were. And it brought up – look, there's certainly joy, right? Like, it's fun to watch your team dominate.
Yes.
Which for 30 minutes they were doing. I was happy at that. But there was also that pure level of, and I mentioned it at the start of the show, where was this for 7-8 weeks? Where was this? And this is a team, and here's what Raheem had to say. This is a Rams team that many people viewed at certain parts of the season and potentially when they get fully healthier for the playoffs as a Super Bowl contender, and here's what Raheem had to say about beating them.
The Rams are an excellent football team. They're well coached. They got a great organization. They got great leadership across the board. They got great football players across the board. We knew it would be a battle, and we wanted to show that we can play this type of football game. We could play versus this type of team, and the guys went out there and showed it. I'm so proud of all these guys with the effort and everything that put into it, and you know their work is paying off, and I love that.
Yeah, I mean they played their ass off, man. They really did. They played hard. Yeah, they had mistakes and what the F moments and things like that. But I thought just the effort the whole game was outstanding. I really did. I thought they played hard. The Rams are a good football team, man.
Yeah.
They're a good football team. You know, with the outstanding quarterback who you frustrated them last night, but yet they still found ways. Like that first touchdown pass, what a damn play call! Just with the tight end running to the back pylon. Obviously, the Puka Nacua touchdown. But I thought, you know, just the fact that I'm talking about just the pure effort that they played with. I thought it was outstanding yesterday, man. I really did.
Real quick, let's take a very short aside from the Falcons and talk about the Rams. How much different are they with Davante Adams? And how much more difficult does it become to defend them?
Well, I think the one thing that he gives you more of a presence. They had a little stat of his red zone targets and touchdowns. Yeah. That's what he does. And don't get me wrong, dude still can play at that X receiver and do all the different things that he's always done. He's just not as fast. He was never a burner, but yeah, his biggest thing, he's to rot your ass up to be as big as that. It was when on his releases and things like that. But yeah, not having him, they didn't have two of their offensive linemen last night. I saw Lamon went out. I don't know if he's back, came back in or not, but I know it looked like he got his bell rung a little bit. But yeah, no, they're just as, in my opinion, capable of winning it all as anybody else because they do have the quarterback. Now, I do think Staff played his way out of the MVP last night with those three touchdowns. With those picks last night. I think that just opens the door more for Drake May. I'm interested when the final ballot comes out, where does Bijan rank in the MVP for this year? I mean, we all know that he's going to be – we already know he's a Pro Bowl gamer, whatever that is. But also he's in a position where he should be first team all pro.
I was looking at some of the odds for Offensive Player of the Year. He's not even in the discussion, Randy.
Yeah, no.
It was Jackson, Smith, and Jigba. It was Christian McCaffrey, and it's Puka Nacua. And he wasn't even in the discussion. So, yeah, I don't know exactly where it's going to fold up. If he has a big – and you and I mentioned this to you off air. He's, what did I say, 255 scrimmage yards away from the all-time record set by Chris Johnson?
Yes.
Now, he'd have to have another massive game. You'd have to really overload him with touches.
Yes.
Which, it's week 18, he's got a whole offseason to recover physically.
Hell yeah.
As long as he doesn't get, you know, seriously hurt. Like, if you get close, I don't think you go into the game with the plan of having him set the record. If he has another 93-yard play, though, early enough to where you think it's in reach, I think you maybe adjust late and give it a try.
Well, I think the biggest thing is that, you know, he's their offense, right? He's their offense.
Yes.
You know, again, didn't do it. Like, again, I mean, they didn't do it much on offense last night.
Let me ask you about Drake London.
He's not right.
No, he's definitely not right. I thought something got re-aggravated on his first catch.
Yeah, he's not right.
And the way he looked after getting hit, it just, something didn't look right with his gait after getting up. And I was like, boy, did he just get hurt again? Mooney had a pretty nice game, kind of.
Yeah.
Sills stepped up when you needed him in a couple key – I mean, look, your receivers – Kirk Cousins was 13 to 20 for 126.
Right.
Five of those 13 were to Bijan.
Yeah.
So Sills had three. Mooney had two.
Yep.
Pitts had two.
Yep.
London had one.
Yep.
The receivers didn't do a lot.
They weren't asked to do a lot. You know what they asked to do? Block.
Yeah.
Well. And, you know, and that's not one of their best, you know, suits in either. But, the pocket was – when Kirk did halftime, it just seemed like he was chopping and chopping and everything like that. They were getting pressure up the middle. The guards were getting their asses whipped. I mean, Chris Lisbon had some good on as far as run, but him and them – Nizel, Newsel, they were getting just ramrodded, dude. Just pushed back and back and back and hanging on for dear life.
What is another win for Kirk Cousins as starting quarterback of the Falcons, and he talked about, you know, the team and having to sit and watch the Rams make a couple plays down the stretch there, but being able to pull it together late and fend off the comeback.
I just think, you know, because your style has to change. You know, I've been a part of comebacks where we were down 33-0 and you find your way back because your style has to change. You have to start playing fast. You start to factor in the clock and you start to get aggressive and then anything can happen. So, you know, certainly the 10-point play was the big one. You know, that really changed the conversation quickly when you have a 10-point play that took only 10 seconds. But if not for that, maybe it is a different story. But anytime you can get the 10-point swing in 10 seconds, it changes the conversation.
I'll tell you what, Randy. Mm-hmm. I looked at him running down the field, Jared Verse, and I looked at the time left on the clock.
Yeah.
And I said,
it's like 14 damn minutes left.
And I'm like, you might not only lose this game, you might end up
looking like
blown
Seattle,
out.
Looking like a Seattle situation like that when it comes out. Especially after you look at the freaking opening kickoff of the second half. You're like, oh, hell. Here they go. Here they come. You know, but again, I thought, you know, just the overall effort of this Falcons football team, it was an outstanding effort. Again, they made plenty of damn mistakes. They made mistakes down the stretch and got lucky on a couple things. I mean, considering the fact is that, you know, Puka Nacua gets a touchdown to get it called back.
A couple plays were called back for
penalties. They took the turnover away from Atlanta because James Pierce was not offsides. I don't care. He was inching, but he was not offsides. That was just one of them things where they automatically just call it whatever. He was not offsides on that play, in my opinion. And that took away a big play, a big turnover for the Falcons. But, you know, coming right back, Watts makes the pick. What a pick that was. Outstanding coverage by him. And then you get down there, and then you get a coach on the freaking in the way, hitting the referee, which happens so much more now than I've ever seen. Where the hell is the get back guy?
Well, how many get back coaches do you need?
It's usually three of them. It's usually the head strength coach and the two assistant strength coaches. Those are usually the get back guys. So get your ass back. All right?
Yeah.
Get your ass back.
White lines the referee's area. Because that was that really was a bad situation because you were in at least field goal range at that point.
Yes. Yes.
Speaking of Watts, a couple of different things here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The fact that you've now won 3 in a row, including one over the Rams, when you look back at the trade with the Rams, those are pretty big wins, in my opinion, in how you view who won that trade. And I know you view it down the road a little bit.
Yeah.
This is not going to be the 6th overall pick anymore, right?
No.
There was a chance a couple games ago where you're like, man, we're handing them a top 5, top 6 pick.
Right.
You're going to hand them a double-digit pick.
Yes.
You got Pierce, who looks outstanding.
Yes.
You got Watts in that deal, who looks outstanding, you feel, again, for nothing else about the season, you feel much better about parting with that pick now than you did even just 3 weeks ago when you're like, that's a top 7, top 8 pick.
Yeah, that sounds good until the draft comes around. The Falcons have a first-round pick, and we'll be on this damn show.
Well, and then two years from now, we'll see who the Rams used it on. And
I'm just talking about right now.
Yeah.
And we get to the damn draft, all those calls that week.
I'm trying to be happy right now, Randy. I'm working on some things.
It's been that trade was worth it if you look at the production of your rookies.
Yeah. Definitely. All right, when we come back, we'll get into more NFL news and notes, the No Huddle. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It's Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael. The Midday Show continues. Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.